our first portion of income, we actually give. And our second portion of income, we save. And it's really the last portion of income that we spend. And so doing it in that order has given us freedom.
Welcome to The Financial Checkup, a podcast series devoted to improving the financial health and retirement readiness of physicians and their spouses or common law partners. This series is brought to you by the award-winning Advantages Retirement Plan from OMA Insurance.
Good morning. I'm O'Neill Trejo, manager of OMA Insurance Advisors, sponsor of the award-winning Advantages Retirement Plan for Ontario doctors, a unique group retirement savings plan designed for physicians and their spouses and common law partners. The purpose of the Advantages Retirement Plan is to help our members start saving for retirement at any stage of their life and career. In today's episode of the Retirement Talk series, where we invite physicians from across the province to get personal with us about what they're planning to do for retirement. I'm extremely excited today to introduce our special guest, our current OMA president, Dr. Rose Zacharias. Welcome, Dr. Zacharias.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
And thank you for joining us. Before we begin, Dr. Zacharias, do you prefer if I call you Dr. Zacharias, or would you prefer if I called you Rose?
Oh, please call me Rose. Absolutely.
Okay, excellent. So Rose, for those who are listening, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, who you are, and maybe what's led you to medicine?
Absolutely. Well, my medical career began really with a big dream. I knew that even getting into medical school and being chosen for one of those coveted spots was quite a competitive goal. And so even now, as I am able to meet with incoming medical students, I talk about the day I found out I was granted admission. And for me, there in my mid-20s, I also met my husband in my medical school class. We were McMaster Medicine class of 1999, and we couples matched to our residency programs. And after our training, we moved 2 hours north here in Orillia and have been here with his pediatrics practice and my hospital-based general family practice for the last 20 years.
That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing with us what your journey into the medical field. And I agree. I think it can be a little bit challenging to be accepted, but it's important to have big dreams. And then the ability to be granted admission is even more exciting. And when I think of the medical profession, it's something to me that it's life-changing. And I, like you said, I think we just need more. So thank you for sharing that with us. Now, when we talk about retirement, and Rose, I know this is something that probably might seem something that's far, far away for you, but if you were to kind of fast forward and retire today, what would that look like for you?
Sure. Well, I would say at this point, I'm about mid-career. I'm 20 years in, and I feel as though, you know, I've really done a fair amount of clinical time. As I said, my clinical practice has been hospital-based. And so although I graduated family medicine, I have been working in the emergency department for the last 20 years, also as a hospitalist and assisting in the operating room. And I've also been doing another very valuable pursuit, and that's raising my family. My husband and I have 4 teenagers. And so that certainly comes into financial planning and looking ahead. And so I would say at this point, it's just become really a privilege for me to define what matters and to be able to leverage my own real passions, I'd say, in the medical profession, physician wellness, and advocating for my peers around the experience of burnout is really what's become very important to me. And so when I look ahead to my next 20 years and on, even beyond, I don't know, some sort of milestone of retirement, I just see myself continuing with this advocacy work because it's become very clear it's what matters a lot to me.
No, thank you. That's very interesting. And I think it's important to understand how important it is to be able to just have that mental awareness, that mental ability to just kind of not burn out at such a early stage of career. And it's important to find that way to continue to advocate and continue to do what you do best for a longer, another 20 years, as you mentioned. So I think that's, you know, it's important to talk about it, to have that awareness and to inform others of what they can do to succeed so that they can plan for their retirement. And so I appreciate that. I think those are important values to have and to be able to want to do that, especially when you're looking to plan for your retirement goals. For me, I think it would have been a lot more, you know, something a little bit more exotic with sand somewhere running between my toes. But I think your answer is much more valuable. But, you know, thinking about planning for your retirement and that preparedness and readiness for retirement, when speaking to your colleagues and other physicians, there seems to be some sort of concern of being able to achieve that. What would you say your biggest worry is when you think about retirement?
Well, you mentioned, first of all, sand running through your toes. I'm not dismissing the fact that even as a family, right, even, you know, 3 years really into this state of the pandemic, returning to travel has been so awesome. And as a family, we have plans and we look forward to even this winter, you know, hoping for a family vacation. And I'm planning for that to involve a beach and the quality time that we'll be able to have as a family. Although I would say that really the contentment and the joy of that experience is to come away from work that really matters to me and I feel is making a difference. I am all for taking some relaxing time and a break from work.
Maybe you can take us back a little bit to help us, because I feel like you're doing a lot of great things building those habits, but maybe if you can take us back to when you were introduced to finance, was there someone that influenced you or taught you or helped you create some of these habits, or is there anything additional that you're doing to prepare for your retirement?
Yeah, you know, I think my own parents had a fair amount of influence on me. I know that the first person I trusted with my finances back when I got into medical school was the same financial advisor that my parents had built a relationship with. And so that's even when my husband and I got married, who we sat down with and started to plan with. Now, she has since retired. We relied on her advice to connect us with someone who she trusted in. And then we've continued on with that relationship. And so my parents were very practical about how, like, certain overall principles with their money that we have adopted. And it may be a little upside down. I'm not sure if everybody operates this way, but our first portion of income, we actually give. And our second portion of income, we save. And it's really the last portion of income that we spend.
If I were to reflect on my retirement planning, one of the things I kind of regret is I wish I had the ability to kind of turn back the clock a little bit so that I could have started saving at an earlier age to really take advantage of that long-term horizon. And it sounds, based on what you've experienced and your journey, you know, you created those habits from an early age, which is fantastic, to seek help and really trust those around you to help you get to accomplish your goals and to get to where you want to go. So the Advantages Retirement Plan program, even though they have lower fees, I wanted to just inform you that as of today, one of the offers or benefits of the program is that we're waiving fees while you're a medical student, so that, you know, like yourself, our younger physicians, our future physicians can really start creating those good habits or great habits of starting to save at a much earlier age. And like you alluded to, fancy cars. And I think our physicians, after, you know, completing students and going through residency, they deserve the flashy cars. They've earned it. But also, just going back to your advice, give, save, and spend, being able to save a little bit while you're younger, creating those great habits really does go a long way. Thank you so much. You have been inspirational for us. Thank you for sharing your journey. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. And we appreciate you. And thank you so much for coming out today and really getting to know you, Rose. And for those who are listening, thank you for listening to the Financial Checkup. If you're an Ontario physician, check out the Advantages Retirement Plan at omainsurance.com under Protect Your Retirement section on our OMA Insurance website. for more tips and education on retirement readiness. Like Dr. Rose mentioned, we do have an advisory team who's here to support you and answer any questions that you may have. We also have ARP specialists who can really provide that support that you're looking for and give you that peace of mind. Thank you to everyone. Have a wonderful day.
The Financial Checkup Series is produced in collaboration with OMA Insurance and Commonwealth, the administration and technology partner for the Advantages Retirement Plan.